USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is bolstering his legal team for his impeachment trial set to begin on Tuesday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Word is President Trump is now bolstering his personal legal team for the upcoming Senate impeachment trial against him. Trump has added Ken Starr, Alan Dershowitz, and Robert Ray to the team that will be headed by White House counsel Pat Cipollone. Starr led the investigation of now former President Bill Clinton, impeached by the House and acquitted by the Senate. Ray was involved in the Clinton investigation as well.
Snow and ice is causing potentially dangerous travel conditions in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, dumping up to a foot of snow in some places. Ice will be the issue in New Mexico and the Texas Panhandle. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The State Department says the Trump administration's maximum pressure campaign against Iran is working. During a briefing, Special Representative Brian Hook says the Iranian regime is in a deep economic crisis.
The Iranian people have now sent us over 88,000 tips through the tip line that the Secretary established back in November. We use this information to expose the criminality of the regime and to hold violators accountable.
With the impeachment trial of President Trump set for Tuesday, many Democrats are calling for witnesses, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham is not a fan, citing executive privilege.
Now they want John Bolton to come forward in the Senate to destroy executive privilege. Any president would claim executive privilege over the testimony of their National Security Advisor. They didn't even subpoena Bolton, and they're expecting us, Republicans, to destroy President Trump's privilege.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Ukrainian foreign minister is dismissing Lev Parnev, who says that President Trump personally directed an effort to ask Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden, saying he's never met him, nor does he trust anything he says.
It's all Ukrainian media as well, today and yesterday. And strangely enough, my name was not mentioned, although I'm Minister of Foreign Affairs. And frankly, I never spoke with this individual. And again, frankly, I don't trust any word he is now saying.
The foreign minister speaking there on CNN. President Trump is hosting the LSU Tigers at the White House on Friday.
Today, it's about the coach and the team and that unbelievable quarterback, unbelievable players. It's really my great privilege to welcome to the White House the college football national champions, the Louisiana State University Tigers.
During a White House ceremony, the president says LSU has great players and coaches. LSU defeated Clemson Monday night in New Orleans, 42-25. President Trump also praises LSU quarterback Joe Burrow.
60 touchdowns. I've never even heard of that. 60. In a single season, averaging a touchdown every quarter, and won the Heisman Trophy by the largest margin in the history of the Heisman Trophy.
For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.